Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. How are you? My name is Steve. You are currently, right now, as I'm recording this, watching it on Facebook Live, and then eventually you will be listening to it on many, many different podcast networks. Thus continues. Bill Mangan. Hey, Bill, you want to jump on? Come on, Bill Mangan. Gunga's watching. If you guys want to watch, you can watch on your cell phone. Thank you. Thank you. This is a condenser mic. It's a pretty damn good mic, and also does an awesome sound, as you can see. I could use my announcer voice with this microphone, but unfortunately, I have to look this way. I can't look at myself. I got to look this way when I'm doing this thing. So it's weird when you put your. I know if you're listening to this on the podcast, you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about. If you want to go to facebook.com/happysaturdays, that is the name of my podcast, rather the name of my Facebook page. The name of my podcast is Steve's Podcast. And it's basically just me talking. I figured, what the hell? I'm so sick and tired of doing all the prep work sometimes. Sometimes you just want to, why, thank you. Gunga Din has said, I have a good announcer's voice. But I also just like to talk normally sometimes as well. So if you guys have a phone or an iPad and you want to come on the show right now, do it, because I'm more than happy to talk to anybody who wants to do it. If you're watching it on your computer, for some reason, it does not allow an interaction. You know, they have this new Facebook Live feature now where you can actually invite people in that actually do have or are watching them on the phone. Douglas King is watching. Hey, Douglas, how you doing? Douglas, if you want to give me the okay, I'd be more than happy to bring you on camera. If you don't mind being on camera, I know you're not shy. We played zone ball once, and this man knows how to play the game. So if you want to talk, I have an option here to bring you right on camera and we can sit and talk. So this is the first part of the show. During this part of the show, I kind of give you guys updates. It's been what the heck's been happening in the world of Steve. Gunga is giving me the thumbs up. But I don't know if I can actually bring you on camera, Mr. Din, because I actually have to have an okay here. Let me see if I go down a little bit. And it says, yeah, Gunga Din is watching, or I can wave at you. But you have to be on your phone. You have to actually be on your phone. Douglas King has given me the okay. I'm going to bring him on camera in just a bit, and then we'll talk about stuff. It's good that you're coming on camera, Doug, because I want to talk about zone ball. Mr. Din is hiding. You little scamp. You know, while we're waiting for Douglas to come on the air, Din, I definitely want to make a book out of all the memes that we do for Ducky. Ducky is our Helena and mine's pug. Every time we had a picture, Mr. Din makes an hilarious meme. And Din, man, if you want to like actually put the link on Facebook here for all the memes, I think you actually have access to it, right? I mean, you created it. But I think we need to have like 170 pages for it to be an actual book. It's a table book. Douglas King wants to be in my video. All right, so I'm going to press this button here, and I'm going to approve. And Mr. King should be coming up fairly soon, hopefully. It's adding. It's going to happen. I can feel it. So anyway, while it's happening, yeah, a Ducky the Pug meme book. There is Douglas King. Hey, Doug, what's going on?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Long time no see. How you been, my brother?
Good. What's going on?
Well, you know, I'm doing this podcast dealy, and this will actually be syndicated as a podcast as well as a Facebook Live thing. So as you know, we're live right now. And for those of you that know Douglas, tell them about yourself, Doug. Say hi to the world.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug King. I am 46 years old. I was born with a disability called spina bifida. Mm. I'm very involved with wheelchair athletics,
yeah.
As well as things that are done in politics for people with disabilities.
Okay.
That's 30-second short version.
That's the short version. If you want to see the movie, it's you have to pay for it, so that's a good thing. So Doug, we actually have you and I have a video of you and me playing zone ball, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
it was a game that you came up with.
I still have.
And it's also a game that both able-bodied people and disabled people can play.
Yeah,
which is a good.
I'm a big fan of the wheelchair athletic group, because I want to actually invent a sport specifically for wheelchair athletes, and I just feel that there's a possibility there.
Well, there's not many, like I said, there's not many sports where both able-bodied and disabled can compete,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, it's usually either wheelchairs alone or, you know, able-bodied alone.
Right, right.
But never against each other.
Well, I wasn't saying that. I think I would want to, you know, create a sport specifically for the wheelchair athlete. I know that there's a lot of wheelchair basketball, a lot of wheelchair rugby, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I think for those of you that don't know, zone ball is a sport that I invented, and there's a goal in the center, and it's like an A-frame, and there's holes on either side, and you can score on either goal, but you can't enter the center zone. And I think that's really beneficial for the wheelchair athlete because there's an ebb and a flow, you know, to the game. So if like the defense gets the ball, they have to take it back to either outside line, kind of like in half court basketball. And I played against Doug, you know, I was in a wheelchair, he was in a wheelchair, and of course you kicked my butt all over the damn court. So it was a damn good game.
Getting used to it.
Yeah.
It took a little getting used to the, you know, the rules and everything. Mm-hmm. But I think once we both got used to the rules, you know, it was a good thing for both you and I. One, for me to see how the game is played, and for you to try it from a wheelchair point of view.
Yeah, that was important to me because I wanted to understand. I mean, I got a very small, minuscule understanding of what wheelchair athletes go through, and I have a great respect for them. So that's why I want to invent like a brand new sport specifically for that athlete. And it's inspiring to me, you know. So, I mean, at last count, I have about 15 new sports that I've invented. I got two of them on the market. And it's strange because, like, I have, you know, my cell phone right here. I'm actually trying to set up a meeting between manufacturers and distributors for the sport to get it out there. Yeah. I heard it's actually in the UK right now, the zone ball, and then it might go further, you know, to other countries as well. So if it could spread like wildfire, it's like I want to have, you know, the wheelchair version, the inline skating version, the beach version. I mean, there's so much to be done with it. So before we get into that, though, Joseph Biondi, is he a friend of yours?
Yes, he is.
He's actually put a message right here. It goes, how do you two exactly know each other? Small world. So how do you know Mr. Biondi?
Joe and I actually went to high school together. Hmm. Back from 1987 to 1991.
Wow.
I went to school, and Joe was one of the students that I knew, you know, because I really didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
Because I went from private school to a public school.
Right.
And Joe was one of those guys that came up to me and said, hi. So,
good for you. Good for you, Joe. What was that experience like for you going from private to public?
I can honestly tell you, at first day, I was scared out of my mind.
Yeah.
But again, I've always been involved in sports.
Yeah.
So I got to know the guys on the football team, the baseball team, the basketball team. And that's was the niche for me was, you know, knowing those sports.
Yeah.
And just getting to know and hang out with those guys.
That's great. Yeah, so I mean, I played sports my entire life too. I'm the only child of an all-star soccer player, so you know, no pressure. But yeah, you know, my dad almost went to the Olympics for soccer, and there's a family story too where he was almost he went to a tryout for the New York Giants for the football team. And he's a guy from Italy. He came here when he was 15 years old. He had absolutely no idea what football was. He just knew kick the ball. Just kick it, you know?
Yeah.
And he was, I think, I'm not sure if he was actually offered a spot, but he was like, I don't know what this is. I don't know what football is. Football is soccer. You know, that's all I know about, you know, and he played soccer for his entire life. So I understood, you know, I love the mindset of the sporting person, you know, and it's been one of my goals to kind of take, you know, what's happening with comic books right now and conventions, how conventions are super big, right?
Yeah.
I think we need something like that for sports because I think there's like a whole bunch of new sports out there. And it's not just mine. I mean, I would love to say I'm the only person in the world who's invented a new sport. I'm not, you know, and there's a lot of people out there who have invented brand new sports. And I think we need a place like a convention to get everybody together and take the structure of what a comic book convention is like and apply that to extreme sports or adventure. I think it's called action sports is the actual term right now.
Yeah.
So that would be awesome. I'm down for that. So let's make that happen. Let's get on that right now.
Yep. We'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll work on it. All right. Well, cool. Well, listen, I just wanted, you know, thanks for joining in.
Yep. And I always enjoy seeing your stuff and hearing what new things you're up to.
Well, thank you.
And to see how we get able-bodied and disabled together and do things.
Let's make that happen. I'm down for that. So we'll definitely make that happen. So stay in touch and just keep watching, because there's a lot of amazing things I think are going to happen in either 2018 or 2019. And then, you know,
absolutely.
We'll make it happen, man. All right, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All
right, Douglas King right there. Awesome man. So you definitely want to come check him out. I think we're still on, Douglas. I'm looking at your couch right now. So, oh, there we go. Okay. That would have been awesome if, like, it stayed on the entire time. For those listening, he cut off, but then he it went to the couch. We saw a video of his couch. That was kind of funny. So, yeah, if anybody who's also watching wants to join, the only way you can join is either through your phone or through your iPad. It can't be through the computer, because I don't think Facebook has yet to do with my my sister-in-law, cousin-in-law, Linda. Linda is watching right now. Linda, what would be the official? How are we? I know how we're related. You know, unfortunately, it's not blood, but you are. You're spiritually related to me. So my friend, my family member, Linda P. Field Strangio. You know, it's strange. Strangio, the last name. I thought the last name Strangio would be unique when I was growing up. This is pre-internet, you know, and I never thought that the word Strangio, the last name Strangio, that I thought maybe like nobody else had that last name. And of course, you know, you hit Google and there's like 50 people named Strangio. And for those of you that don't know, my last name translates to stranger in a strange land. I actually looked that up. Apparently, I'm related I haven't done the gene therapy thing or the 23andMe or whatever the hell it's called. Because every time you do that, it's always like, you are related to royalty. I'm like, you're not. You know, stop it. No one is. No one's related to royalty. They just want you to make you feel better. But I would love to do a story about my father. I mentioned my father earlier when I was talking to Douglas King, and my dad came here when he was 15 years old. But not only my father, but also my grandfather. My father's name was Antonio. He was a junior, so obviously that goes to prove that Antonio Strangio Sr. And the story goes that my grandfather came to America, I think in the 20s or 30s, and worked in Montana. Let me take a drink if you don't mind. I'm taking a drink right now for those watching or listening on audio. That's good water. We're out of wine. We need more wine. And my grandfather came here in the 20s or the 30s, maybe even the 10s, I'm not really sure, and worked on the railroad in Montana. And I'm not sure if I might have some cousins out there. But we'll get back to that in just a second. Linda has sent me a message here. Steve, you're looking good. Hope all is well with you and yours. I got to go take care. So, Linda, thank you very much. Same for you. Linda P. Field Strangio. P is the word, not the word, the initials P. So I think it'd be an awesome story to find out more. Gunga Din wants to be in my video. Okay, we're going to get back to the story about my dad, but I got to bring Din on because he is awesomely funny and a great guy. I just hit approve, and now we're adding Mr. Din, first name Gunga, for Facebook. I'm not going to mention any other part of his first name. He is a hysterically funny guy, graphic artist. You, I love that with the face. Look at you now. For those who can't, okay, when you're listening to the podcast, I want you to go to facebook.com/happysaturdays and see what this guy is wearing. Please describe that to me. What the hell is that?
Yeah, they're just goggles I found somewhere.
Just goggles you found on the street.
Well, not on the street. I found them on the old internet. And
I heard of that. You can buy things on this internet, I hear.
Yeah, you can. And they come right to your door.
Man, if I had those, I would never stop wearing them. I would just never stop wearing those. Those are awesome. Those are awesome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. You?
Pretty good. You know, I just, you know, I had a day. And I wish I had alcohol, but I don't right now. I just have this water, which sucks.
That's sad. Very sad.
We went to, Helena and I went to further out in New Jersey. Apparently, you can keep going in New Jersey, believe it or not.
Really?
You just, if you get in the car and drive, Jersey's still there. It's amazing
how
that happens.
That is crazy.
And we went to this place, this farm out in New Jersey, and they had like 87 different types of wine. So we got like blueberry wine. We got other types of wine, and I know that you're a beer aficionado, so I think we need to talk about beer.
Yes, I am.
you know. I want to talk to you about IPAs, because I understand if you are beer aficionado, you're supposed to like IPAs. And I got to be honest with you, Mr. Dan, I do not like IPAs.
It's very an acquired taste.
Yeah.
And because I've been drinking them for so long, I like certain ones more than I like others.
Yeah.
There's definitely a taste that I go for.
Yeah.
I like the easiest way to describe it is like a dank or a...
Dank is good. Dank, yeah.
Like a pine flavor to it.
It's bitter to me, though. It's always been bitter to me.
Some of them are, some of them aren't.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like I said, it's, you know, some are good and some are bad. And it really all depends on where they're coming from.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've found great ones. I've found ones that are okay. And I've found ones that are really crappy.
Is it something where like my taste buds are going to change at some point and I'll just start liking
probably
IPA?
I mean, because I've been drinking them for a number of years.
Yeah.
I'm not good at math, so I can't count that high.
Okay. I stop
that's
at
why
10.
I'm into art.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just draw a picture of it. What you were thinking?
Exactly.
About. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I mean, we do. I do go to a lot of like beer tastings and such, and I love the whole environment, you know, of a beer tasting place, and I try to expand, you know, the palate. And Helena, who is my wife, if no one else knows, I mean, I know Din knows, and everybody else knows.
Of course.
You know, she has a very fine tuned palate when it comes to alcohol, and you know. She likes the IPAs. I go as far as a porter, and that's as far as I go. I mean, actually, it's strange, but I like Guinness. So that's more of a stout.
Guinness, but it's also, it's like a light beer because it doesn't have many calories.
Yeah. You think it would, right? Because it tastes so heavy.
Right. But it's not.
Yeah.
And you know, like, yeah, I drink IPAs, but I drink other beers. You know, if I go to a brewery, I'm going to get a flight of all their beers because I love, you know, I love beer.
Yeah.
Period.
It makes you a jolly good fellow.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I prepare, you know, I prefer the IPAs, but you know, I'll go and I'll taste just about everything.
Yeah.
I had a tasty Hefeweizen the other day and it had banana notes and it wasn't like in your face, but it was enjoyable. It was a nice light summer beer.
Why do you think that the culture of beer has grown exponentially and has sort of a wine tasting aura about it?
I mean, I guess like it's just like one of those fads, but it really, you know, grabbed hold.
Yeah.
And because people, you know, people drink beer, people drink alcohol.
I hope.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go. Yeah, well, it's not going to. I don't think it's going to go away very quickly, other fads kind of do.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's just breweries popping up everywhere, and they're not just, you know, shit beer. It's all really good. I mean, you know, there are a couple stinkers.
Well, there has to
for
be
the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people like, you know, different beers, and I'm not going to say that they're going to like everything that all the breweries put out, but it blows my mind how many, you know, like I live in, for people that don't know me, I live in southeastern Pennsylvania, and there's just like an explosion of great breweries around.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's an amazing place to live.
Yeah. I'm hoping to, I mean, it's strange, you know, I have yet to go to Philly. I have yet to have an authentic Philly cheesesteak. You know, and I would love.
Well, actually, I haven't had an authentic Geno's or Pat's cheesesteak, but I've had cheesesteaks and I've had darn good ones. But
yeah, well, Pennsylvania is one of the. Maybe one day we'll go hang out, have some. We got to pair up. What's a good pairing? Let's say okay. So I know this. So you mentioned those two. There's Geno's and Pat's.
Right.
Okay.
And they're right across the street from each other.
Now, what's the original one? Do you know the history of this? If anybody knows and they're watching, I know that I have some relatives in Philly too, so they would know this better than I would.
Geno's might have been first, Pat's might have been first.
Yeah.
It's, you know, who knows? Maybe
do they have, they have like a turf war? Is there like a West Side Story? Are they dancing?
Yeah.
I mean,
they're right across the street from each other, and they, you know, they're both open, you know, so it's like, and they both do great business. So it's like, how to, you know, it's, I guess maybe it's like Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. They're across the street from each other sometimes.
That's true. And there are people who don't want to go, Starbucks. Right. And they, you know, I know my father-in-law lives by Dunkin' Donuts, and no matter where we go, he has to find the Dunkin' Donuts, you know? But I think I would want to try both. I mean, I would go to where the longest line was.
Yeah.
I think that's really where to find out, you know, and just try it. You know, as you can see, I do enjoy eating because I'm a little heavy. But I'm sure. There you go. Yeah. Well, that's all beer. That's all beer.
Now, beer Douglas, and bacon.
You know, so now you know Douglas King also?
We played wheelchair tennis together in the 90s.
He says, Din just likes getting drunk, wheeling while intoxicated.
Yeah, true words have never been spoken.
We were talking, I was talking to Douglas because I don't know if you know this, but Douglas, I know Douglas from Long Island and where I grew up, and he played zone ball.
I was wondering how you two knew each other.
Yeah, I have a video, and he's a big proponent of wheelchair athletes. I'm a big proponent of wheelchair athletes. I want to create a sport specifically for wheelchair athletes. And, you know, I want to, I mean, actually, I reached it out. You know, I'm not even drunk. And it's high quality H2O right here.
You're drunk on water, man. Mm-hmm. What can I say?
I did reach out to the Wounded Warrior Project. And we almost got, you know, a demo game for Zone Ball, but it just fell apart for some reason. But I'm still, you know, going after that. I want that to happen. So if, you know, eventually I'm doing a lot of Zone Ball meetings over the past week, and I'm trying really hard. I'm making one last effort to finally get the damn leagues put together, but it's such a pain in the butt. And what experience have you had with like wheelchair sports and such? Have you done any of that?
I have not in ages. I played wheelchair tennis in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
I played some wheelchair basketball in college, mostly as exposition between fraternities. And
was
and
beer involved? There was beer involved, wasn't there?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. No, why not?
It was college and fraternities.
Drunk. I was drunk through half of my college. So. This guy, we have a gentleman here, Thomas Mazzaro, said he owns a sports uniform factory and he would gladly donate the uniforms. Thomas, I'm gonna hold you to that. If you want to message me directly, please do, because
he's a real shyster.
Oh no, stop it!
No, he's not. No,
he's a nice.
No, we actually worked together.
Okay, cool.
A long time ago.
Yeah,
so, I know that dude.
Go to zoneballsport.com, Thomas. Zoneballsport.com. We're here. We're also in the UK. So Din, would you, if I get a team together, I'm gonna ask you for a logo first of all.
Okay.
And I want you to be on it. Are you still interested?
It's in your inbox already.
All right, sweet. That was fast. Do you want to see Ducky? I can bring him up. You want to see Ducky? Hold on, Vamp. Vamp. Vamp, come here. Come here. Oh, come here, buddy. Look, here he is.
Oh, there he is.
There's Ducky.
All glory. Woof woof.
It's this gentleman, Mr. Din, has made this little puppy famous. So all his wacky memes. And when you get a chance, Din, put a link.
Of course, not Chris Christie memes.
No, that's Ducky. Your gig. Yeah, that's straight up you, my friend. But Ducky, you see that? That's the guy right there who's making you famous, right there. You see him?
Woof woof.
Hi. For those listening on the audio, I'm holding my pug, and that's not a euphemism. It's an actual pug. All right, go down. Let me put this puppy down here. Once again, not a euphemism. All right. I'm amazed he hasn't barked yet because this puppy, we have our downstairs neighbors moved away, and they've been renovating the apartment downstairs, and it's like consistent chaos down there. And Ducky hears a noise and just goes freaking nuts. So at every little detail, he's only a year and a half, so it's like, what? There is noise? I must stop this noise by barking as loudly as possible.
Of course.
So, yeah. But yeah, I want you to be on the Zone Bowl team, the wheelchair athletes team, if you're into that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You know, it would be great if like you and Douglas King formed teams against each other.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
There you go. And you did the link. So that is to that's to the Ducky the Puglet memes.
It should be.
I'm sure it is.
Did I just
Yeah, I think I did some research. Like, meme books do exist. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So if we can get a few more, I guess we'll just maybe like one more year worth of memes. Douglas mm-hmm. says he's game, by the way. Douglas will form a team, and then you're going to form a team. I feel like Vince McMahon. Can we do it in a steel cage? That'd be awesome.
Cage match, yeah.
And you have to wear those goggles. You have to wear those goggles for this.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right.
So I think that's the perfect way to end this conversation right there with you on the goggles.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
man.
No, sounds good to me.
I appreciate you coming on. And please, in future episodes, I want you to jump on, okay?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
All right,
sounds
man.
Good.
Din, right, over out. And out. Later, dude. It's Mr. Gunga Din, an awesome gentleman who is damn phony and a good guy. All right, gang, so that's basically it for now. If you want to listen to the podcast version, download the podcast version. I believe it's on iTunes right now, but it's also with anchor.fm. So A-N-C-H-O-R, anchor.fm. You go there and you search for Steve's Podcast. I'm done trying to figure out clever names for these things. This is my podcast. My name is Steve. Steve's Podcast. End of story. And that's all it is. It's just me talking to you guys and having a good time with some really entertaining. I have an awesome group of friends of talented, awesome people in my world, and I want to shine a light on them and get to know them some more. I can say, Lucy, I can't believe Gunga is being semi. He's very social. He's a very funny gentleman. So I'm happy he's a good friend of mine. All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, folks. So my name is Steve. This has been Steve's Podcast. Thanks so much for listening and watching. And let you say we do this again sometime. All right? I'll talk to you guys soon. I'm going to go get some beer.